Just one thought on the Baruch She'amar, which is the beginning of our Zemirot. It's been said that Baruch She'amar, its origination, its source, the Taz writes, came from a letter that fell from Shamayim and had on it all these words, and from there the men of the Great Assembly found it and used it and instituted it. Now, different explanations were said. What does it mean a paper fell from Shamayim with these words over there? What does that mean? How do we explain it? So I saw one explanation. It means that Baruch She'amar has all different blessings that we praise God. Baruch Omer Ve'oseh, Baruch Gozer Mekayem, Baruch Meshalem Sachar. So the Hakamim could have used hundreds of different accolades and praises and adjectives to praise God. So one explanation they said is they put all the praises in a hat and they picked out 10 or 13 of them, and that's what it means a message fell from Shamayim. When you pick it out of a lottery, so that already is it shows that it's divine. Our text of Baruch She'amar has in it 87 words. That's the proper text. Tachanim give a remez, rosho, ketem, paz. That the rosh of the tefillah is paz. Paz otiyot, paz tevot. Now, the question that we want to ask today is, where did the custom come to kiss the two sisiyot after Baruch She'amar? We all see, we hold the two sisiyot in front, we say melech me'olav l'shpahot, and we kiss the sisit. Where did that item come from? So the Minhagim books bring down the following. We're giving berachot in Baruch She'amar. Baruch, Baruch, Baruch. But a beracha is not complete unless it has the name of God. So what they do is, in order to allude to the name of God, which is missing in the Baruch She'amar, so they lift the two sisiyot. Now the two sisiyot combined have 16 strings, 8 on each one. And combined they have 10 knots. Each one has 5. So 16 plus 10 is 26, which is the gematria of God's name. So to allude to Yudke Vavke that's missing in the Baruch She'amar, they hold the sisiyot and kiss it as if that brings the Shem Hashem into the Baruch She'amar. So that would be a proper custom to embrace. And therefore, Minhag Yisrael, as we've said many times, whether we understand or not at the time, rest assured there is always a logical and rational understanding to each of the Minhagim.